The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jed Nash is with me. In the meantime, TD and Labour Party spokesperson on finance, public expenditure and reform. Jed, you're welcome to the show. So the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the CCPC, has found no evidence of price gouging by supermarkets, which may come as a surprise, I think, to a lot of people listening, struggling with the surge in food prices. What do you think?
Look, putting it diplomatically, I'm very sceptical about this report. It's more or less a copy and paste job, Kieran, of an effort made by the CCPC about this time 2 years ago that came up with the same conclusions. I like to think that I'm the kind of politician who makes decisions based on evidence. And there's very little evidence, in my view, that the robust evidence that the CCPC could rely on to make the determination that, you know, there was no price gouging going on, that high prices aren't a feature of the Irish market compared to, you know, analogous European countries, and that there isn't an issue with competition. If we just stick for a minute with the question of profits, how could you possibly conclude that there's no issue with profiteering when, in fact, the CCPC themselves don't have access to all the data they need to make that kind of determination? So that's principally why I'm sceptical about this particular report.
I mean, the report itself, to quote it, it says that while there's been significant price increases since 2021 that have a real impact on consumers, the available data on supermarket profits does not indicate that margins are notably high when compared to international comparators. The issue you have with that sentence is available data. And you think they basically don't have enough available data to come to this conclusion?
Well, I don't. And I'm surprised and concerned that a public agency like the CCPC, who do the best under limited circumstances, and they have difficult circumstances in which to operate because their own functions are actually quite limited, and they're clear on that in the quite thin 14-page report that they produced today, that they have limited functions when it comes to market surveillance and enforcement and so on in the supermarket, in the grocery sector. And that's the key point, isn't it? Available data. They've admitted themselves, more or less, that they only have a certain amount of data on which to rely. I mean, there are two supermarkets out of the kind of five dominant supermarkets in the Irish sector that are responsible for 93% of the market. There are five supermarkets, and they publish their profits to one degree or another. Dunnes don't. They're structured in a certain way, and Lidl don't publish their Irish profits. So without that profit information, that detailed profit margin information, you can't determine at all that, you know, beyond any doubt whatsoever, that there isn't profiteering going on and price gouging, and that there isn't an issue with competition.
Yeah, but if there isn't evidence of price gouging in the supermarkets for which they have kind of have the data, and the prices are pretty comparable, and you'd imagine the input costs are pretty comparable, is it not a fair supposition to say that there isn't price gouging across the border? There's unlikely to be.
Well, you made the point of supposition, and this is the concern that I have, and we all know in our own households. I know certainly the people I represent. This is the principal issue that's facing people every week, every day of the week when they go to the supermarket. They feel they're being stiffed at the checkout, and the evidence shows that prices have increased by about a third in the space of 4 years. Now, coming from a kind of a low base, and to be fair on this, and I think we do need to be clear that prices in our supermarkets were quite stable over a lengthy period of time, kind of from the early 2000s right through the recession, even into the mid-2010s, and then they started to rise a little bit. So people, naturally enough, are finding it very difficult to get used to a different kind of environment where prices are high. But we need to understand why those prices, first, we understand why they became high in the first place, the energy crisis created by, post-COVID situation, supply chain issues, Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. All of those factors are really, really important, especially around energy and transportation costs. Mm. But why they've remained high for so long is a question that needs to be asked. And this report doesn't necessarily answer that question.
Is ameliorated, but we haven't had deflation.
No, we haven't. And this is the point. I mean, and people would expect in the normal course of events that when input costs plateau, as they have from the point of view of energy, we constantly see business complaining about labour costs.
We were warned about this
because
initially when all those energy costs went up, what didn't go up were our grocery prices initially. And we were told there's a lag and what's going to happen is they're going to go up eventually. And that's what's happening now.
They did. And then, of course, when energy prices come down or they plateaued, we're not seeing the same kind of decrease that we would see when we're not necessarily seeing our energy bills, and does take a while for that to work through a system. But the simple point is that prices have remained high for a very, very long time now, artificially high, in my view and the view of some experts. And clearly, there is an issue, and the CCPC pointed this out. If you look at some of the major suppliers, some of these major conglomerates, like the Kerry Group, for example, like Unilever and other organisations, they are still making super normal profits in the context of a situation where, you know, things have stabilised. So there are issues there, and it's good that a light has been shone on that. But the net point here is we can't, and the state agency cannot be as definitive as they seem to claim they are about
without having, as they say, the available data.
I mean, I published a bill on this 2 years ago. It was debated actually finally in the Dáil at the end of May. Government decided not to accept it. They're using a device that they use all too frequently now to kick it to touch for a year, and we'll have another look at it again. I've said time and again, I mean, the government's response to high grocery prices is equivalent to the, you know, it's the policy equivalent of, can that be said for another mask, that famous Father Ted line. This is what it is. This is all they've done over the last 2 years. I think this will be a fig leaf for them now to say, look, nothing to see here.
Yeah.
You know, customers continue to experience problems at the checkout, and it's every man and woman.
On that note, Jed Nash, TD, Labour spokesperson on finance, public expenditure, and reform. Jed, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.